السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Today I'm going to give you a little understanding that if you are using the Uthmani Mushaf, then there's a difference in the writing between the Pakistani Mushaf and the Uthmani Mushaf when there is a tanween followed by a sukoon. What I mean is, let us take the example Kitabun. Okay, kitabun or kitaban or kitabin, they all end with two zay, two zabar or two pesh, un and in. So the sound you hear is a sukoon sound, right? Kitabun, it's a sukoon sound. Two pesh still makes a sukoon sound. Now if the next word after that has another sukoon, then in Arabic pronunciation you cannot have two sukoons next to each other. You always have to have a zer, zabar, pesh in order to go from one sound to the next. So what you have to do is you have to add in an extra zer or zabar and break up the tanween into a noon. Like one noon zer, noon zabar or something like that. If you are using the Pakistani Mushaf, you really don't have to worry about it, because there is always a baby noon written with a zair sometimes, or sometimes with a zabar, and you will see it in the Mushaf. But if you're using the Saudi Uthmani script, this baby noon is missing, and you have to know when you have to add it. The reason I'm talking about it is because in our today's lesson, which will be from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 180, we have to do this. So if you will look it up, there's this word called khayran. Khayran is khaya, khay, and then ra with two zabar. And then the next word is al-wasiyya. So al-wasiyya starts with alif and then a lam has a sukoon. So how do you connect khayran and al-wasiyya? If I say khayran, finished, and then the lam has a sukoon, if you look at the mushaf. So what you have to do is take a little noon, khayrani, and then put a kasra. So you will say khayranil wasiyya. You don't have to worry about it in case of the Pakistani Mushaf, but it happens quite a few times in the Quran, and you just have to remember that tanween followed by al, for example, or a sukoon, you have to break it up and put a little baby noon. If it is a khayra, then you will put a noon zir, ni. Khayranil. It is not always noon zer. Sometimes it could be a noon zabar. It depends on the previous sound. If the previous sound was a zer, like the khayra had a khayri, then you would have put a noon fatha, like opposites. The ra has a fatha, so noon gets a kasra. I hope it's clear for you. Another thing that we can refer to is another type of mad that we have not taken yet. It's called madleen. Madleen is very easy. When you have a fatha or a zabar on an alphabet, and then the next alphabet is a waw with a sukoon or ya with a sukoon. So you have fatha plus waw sukoon. Fatha plus ya sukoon. So the sound will become aw. For example, yaum. Ya fatha ya and waw makes yaw. Yaum. Or if there is a zair, if there is a alif fatha and then the next word is a ya, like ay or bay, bayna. So ay, this ay and ow, ay, ow. These two sounds are called madleen. And in today's sabak, we have two examples, like the word al yawm, that would be a madleen. Al-maut, maut is ma-fatha and waw, maw, maw. So don't confuse it with mad-tabi. Mad-tabi is fatha plus alif. So if alif is gone, we are left with waw and ya. So zabar plus waw or zabar plus ya, we will call it madleen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.